Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
Come on in, y'all, to Rosie's house. I'm Rosie, and I'm throwing the doors wide open for you, every Arizona homeowner. Whether you own a home or want to own a home, this is where you need to spend the next 4 hours. Good morning. I'm here with my sweetheart of 42 years, sweet Jennifer. Good morning, Miss Jennifer.
Good morning.
And our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D. Gary D., good morning, my man.
Good morning, Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
Morning,
that's,
Rosie.
That's your Elvis voice.
that's right.
I love it. I love it. Jennifer and I just returned from the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in Las Vegas. Takes up the entire Las Vegas Convention Center, North Hall, Grand Lobby, Central Hall, and both floors of the South Hall. I don't know how many square feet that is. I'll look it up here in the next break to sort it out. But every square inch is filled with manufacturers of products that are being brought to the attention of every builder and remodeler in the country. And I want to tell you, they were all there.
It was a hopping place. Lots of energy. Lots of cool stuff.
Call me prude. I don't like Las Vegas. I usually try and stay outside of town, but we did stay right on the monorail track north of the convention center at the Sahara. And say what you will about light rail in Phoenix and monorail in Las Vegas, it was awful convenient to have.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of walking. I put my little pedometer on the first day. It was 7 miles, and I thought, I'm not going to track every day.
Just through the convention center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that monorail saved us some steps at the beginning and the end of the day. Much appreciated.
Yeah. A pretty cool operation. Well, it's our Arizona travel hour here in the 7 o'clock hour, and that gave me a great excuse to tell Jennifer we're going to take a side trip on the way home.
Since when do you need an excuse?
I needed one this trip, and I used it to full advantage. We went to a little corner of Arizona. I don't have very many corners of Arizona I haven't traveled into. And I don't have very many corners of Arizona I've waited over 20 years or 30 years to go see. But this little corner of Arizona came to my attention. We used to have a chain of stores throughout Arizona called Yellow Front Stores. And they were kind of the early version of Outdoor Surplus. You could get lawn and garden hoses. But it was really, the reason I went is had fishing tackle and a lot of camping gear. And the outdoor writer, Mr. Bob Hirsch, would put out a weekly, they called it the Outdoor Almanac by Yellow Front. And they quit producing this newsletter 25 years ago, I'm guessing. But just before they finished, Bob Hirsch published an article about some playground equipment that had been completely destroyed in his little playground. And it had been destroyed by a herd of elk. And it was at the Hualapai County Park. And I thought, any place there are elk tearing up playground equipment is a place I gotta go see. And Gary, it's been on my bucket list, I know, for over 25 years.
What's the fascination of elk destroying a playground was that got you? I mean,
there's a lodge up there. There's a restaurant. So as we're driving from Las Vegas to Kingman, Jennifer's driving, and I Google Hualapai County Park. And the first review I see is from someone from Kingman that says, we always drive up there for the best prime rib in Mojave County.
Oh, now you're talking.
And that settled it. I said, okay, we're going. So I talked Jennifer into leaving Interstate 40, heading south into the Hualapai Mountains. Hualapai Mountains are named for the Hualapai Indian tribe. Hualapai means people of the tall pines. And the Hualapai Reservation is north of Kingman, north of Interstate 40, right up against the south rim of the Grand Canyon Parashant Cliff area. And the elevation of Kingman is 3,000 feet. The elevation of Hualapai Peak is over 8,000 feet.
Oh, my. That's a tremendous amount of elevation there.
It's like going over the Mogollon Rim. In 15 miles, you go up 1 mile.
Now, is this all paved or dirt road?
It's all paved. It's all paved. It's a little narrow, but it's all paved. And we followed all the way up there. We followed a septic tank, pumping tank. I can't remember the name of the pumping service, but he was carrying a 500 or 1,000 gallon reservoir tank on the back of his truck, and across the back of the tank, it said, "This tank carries politicians' promises."
Probably gets him a lot of business.
Yeah. So I got a good kick out of that as we were driving up to the Hualapai County Park, Hualapai Mountain Park. There's a ranger station there. There's camping spots. There are cabins built out of stone, constructed in the 20s and the 30s, that are available for rent, with bathrooms, refrigerators, ovens. You have to bring your own bedding, your own silverware pots and pans, and your own towels. And they say reservations are required. The literature actually says between May through September, early advance reservations are required. So apparently the fact that this has remained a secret place to me for all these years, it obviously isn't a secret place to a lot of people.
Well, it had a lot of history, too. It went all the way back to the Civil Conservation Corps.
The lodge was originally built as a housing facility for the Conservation Corps.
And those little stone cabins.
And I don't know what would the Conservation Corps have been doing on the top of Hualapai Peak in the 1930s.
Well, there's a lot of CCC projects in Arizona.
I know, but
a couple of dams.
What would they have been doing on the top of Hualapai Peak?
And cooling off. Maybe it was a little respite place for the ones who've been worked on the desert floor.
I couldn't find anyone there that could answer that question, so it'll take a little more research. But I couldn't encourage you enough. And so we were there the middle of the afternoon on the way home, so I didn't order a prime rib. But Jennifer ordered a triple-decker club sandwich. The meat was incredibly fresh. The tomato, the lettuce was perfect.
It was a very good sandwich. It was a Romy-style sandwich.
And as we were sitting there eating this sandwich with homemade potato chips.
Oh, I love that.
They were still warm and lightly salted. They were absolutely delicious. While we were sitting there, a cow elk came in and laid down on the porch of the restaurant.
Great big glass window. How big was that window? It's as big as a wall.
At least 12 feet wide by 8 feet tall.
And the whole dining room is situated so everybody can look out the window. She'd come and she'd lay down. She'd leave. She'd come back. It was right next to a little wash. And then there was seating all the way around in screen porches. It's pretty amazing.
I suspect that elk had the potato chips.
I imagine.
I think she has whatever she wants.
Yeah.
But the Hualapai Mountains are a biological island. And, you know, here's the definition. The elevation above the surrounding countryside, which consists of semi-arid to desert-type landscapes. That's the surrounding area. That's Kingman, Oatman, Wickiup, and that whole area. The park adjoins lands that are forest-type, similar to Prescott National Forest on the south rim of the Grand Canyon. Plant and animal life flourish in the cool mountain environment. Inhabitants include mule deer, elk, fox, raccoon, rabbits, squirrels, chipmunks, of course, mountain lions, bobcats, and the ever-popular skunks. The dense trees include ponderosa pine, P. pinyon pine, white fir, even aspen, gamble oak, scrub oak, and manzanita. So the road from Kingman to the top of Hualapai Mountain Park is a designated scenic byway.
Okay.
So everything about it has been calling my name for 25 years. We finally went, and now we've decided the weekend we take my sister to the Desert Bar in Parker, we're going to finish the loop and go back to Hualapai Mountain Park, check into one of the stone cabins, spend the weekend, and have a sample of their prime rib.
And there were also deer everywhere, in the playground and on the road.
Everywhere.
They look very healthy.
I just pulled up the website. They also have a lake there? Is that?
That's a private lake you have no public access to, Pine Lake. But the lodge started as Pine Lake Lodge, but the lake has since been converted to a private lake.
So that's the first thing they tell you. Don't get your hopes up about going to the lake. Yeah.
Don't bring your fishing pole.
Oh, darn.
But just a cool little place. I'm grateful we finally got checked off my bucket list. Well, I don't know that there's very many left in Arizona. Well, the Desert Bar, I guess, is probably one of the next ones that's going to have to go here in the next couple months before they close for the summer. But really enjoyed it.
I wouldn't mind going off season because it was really nice. There was hardly anyone there, and just be a nice place to do it. There's a lot of hiking right out, around in the area, trails that are groomed and some that aren't. So it'd be a great place to rest.
And the fact I called it a sky island, which I guess technically it's not, but it's like the sky island of Mount Graham. The desert floor all the way around it. The Hualapai Mountain goes up, like I say, to 8,500 feet. There were some homes up there, Gary. Mm-hmm. The view out to the north included the Grand Canyon Cliffs, the North Rim you could see. Out to the east, I think you could see all the way to Albuquerque. It was unbelievable.
I just put this down on my bucket list. I didn't know anything about it either.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got there.
So wow, really, place. Really, really enjoyed our little side trip. Of course, our little Ford Raptor managed the road. I was hoping it was a dirt road, but I was kind of disappointed to find the entire road was paved. So if you've never been there, I would tell you it's certainly a little corner. And Jennifer, you did a little search on Sky Islands.
Yeah, they're very specific to southern Arizona and Mexico. There's 55 ranges that carry the Sky Islands. So not technically a Sky Island, but very close, I think.